Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, program that has fascinating guests, lively talk and conversation, community news, storytelling, and a look at our local entertainment scene. Good radio and always a few surprises. Now here's Claudio.
Good morning, Carbro, the Big Chill, and America, as well as whoever's tuning us in from whatever parts of the globe. This is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theatre. Thank you for joining us. I want to give a quick plug to the historic Carolina Theatre of Durham, my underwriter. See what's going on in their world. There's always something. That would be at carolinatheatre.org. We got a wildly talented guy in the studio this morning, Tim Stambaugh of the Tim Stambaugh Band. He also plays with the Guilty Pleasures Band. And Steph Stewart. We're going to have him on in just a minute. But Rocco, thank you for being here once again.
Always a pleasure, Claudio. Good to see you this morning. And Tim also.
Absolutely. So we don't know where we're going, but we can't wait to get there. And here's Tim Stambaugh. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
Love the idea of having you on. We've got all kinds of music to play. Tim's also going to do some live playing.
That's right.
And you've got a little surprise for me about a fly. And so Muskie Gates, if you're listening, I still recite that poem you gave me moons ago, but I can't do it on air. So welcome. I know we probably got you out of bed early this morning since you, I imagine, play late and stay up late.
I just got off a tour with Steph Stewart, so I'm still recovering a little bit from that. So
you walked in with a cup of coffee.
Yeah, but glad to be here. So it's really awesome.
Great to have you. Great to have you. I heard that we're moving the station sometime in the not-too-distant future. Hey, Rocco?
That is true. I believe the schedule is sometime during September. WCOM is going to move to the Art Center in downtown Carrboro.
And I understand we're going to be doing our performances over there under glass, you could say.
Absolutely. We're going to be in the window where they are now selling things.
That's
for the Art
wild.
Center. But I think it's going to be a step up. I think it'll raise the bar for us and also bring something to Carrboro and Chapel Hill that they will enjoy.
Right. Come and see your radio show hosts behind glass. That's a pretty wild idea.
If you need some help moving, I have a pickup truck. I'm always looking for a little extra work.
We'll let you know.
Okay.
So that's what's coming up. So, hey, let's tune into your life. I thought we might start off with one of your tunes, but if you want to preface the song we're going to play, just to sort of give people an idea. This is on your new album. I think it's called Half a Heart.
Well, actually, this is one of my older CDs.
Oh, sorry.
So I have a new one.
I just met the
guy,
so
far. Okay, that's okay. Why don't we just spin one from that, from my band. It's cut number two. It's the only reggae song that I perform with any regularity. But I love the reggae. And this is a fun song about a Rasta man putting his children to bed, or
and
his child to bed.
This is the Tim Stambaugh Band.
It sure is.
You're listening to 103.5 WCOM.
Of your head, cleanse your soul. your comic books, your Rasta Papa. Look under your bed and he chase all the way these books. Turn up, turn up, turn up your television. Close your eyes, think of peaceful visions in your pajamas.
Ooh, baby, I ain't got my pajamas on right now, but I'm going to work at being that relaxed. That was pajamming.
Your community radio station, 103.5 FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
That was pajamming by the Tim Stambaugh Band.
WCOM, fun, fresh, live and local. The way radio used to be. We're community radio for Carrboro and Chapel Hill and our listeners online at WCOMFM.org.
And it's back to Tim. Hey, Tim, that was a really cool tune. What inspired the reggae element? I mean, you've got that thing down like a science.
Oh, well, I just thought it would be fun. I love reggae. I'm not really a reggae artist, but
I'd say anybody in reggae would recognize that as being reggae.
Oh, thank you.
And I can say that with some authority because I actually interviewed a fellow that is now taking the One Love movement by Bob Marley a step further in Jamaica. And as a matter of fact, he's due for a call-in interview in the not-too-distant future. Going back to One Love, so we got the real man, Bob Marley. Mm-hmm. But anyway, back to you. Tell us about this album, The Half a Heart. You say it's an older one.
It's an older one, yes. It's just basically a collection of really fine musicians that happen to be my best friends.
All right, that so, works out.
Yeah, so I'm still playing with a lot of these guys, some of them for almost 30 years.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Can you tell us who's in what title?
If you remember the banjo on that, that's Don Wright, who's one of my great friends who lives in Eden, North Carolina.
All right.
John Curry, electric guitar. Steve Watson, electric.
Nice.
Mark Simonson, drums. F.J. Ventry, bass. Taz Halloween, backing vocals. And who am I forgetting? I might be forgetting somebody, but that's okay.
Undoubtedly.
That's a lot, yeah.
I'm just going to read some of the titles on this album. You got Little Birdie, Pajamin, which is what you just heard. That's Truck Driving Man.
The classic truck driving song, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Blue Moon of Kentucky, that sounds familiar.
That's Bill Monroe, but I do a blues version of it.
All right. Carolina's Crawling.
That's about all the insects that bite and kill you in North Carolina.
<It's good. laughs> So you've decided to dig up that information.
Yes.
Sausage Jingle.
Written for the Jones Sausage Company.
So, uh-huh. Yeah. Actually for them?
Yes, I wrote it for them.
I'll be darned. Yeah. Valley of Strathmore.
Celtic,
nice. Bathtub Song.
Just a whimsical song about loving to sing and singing in the bathtub.
Gotcha. Like singing in the shower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rock, Salt, and Nails.
Utah Phillips song that I've covered. I've sang it a million times now.
And you've been doing the circuit around these parts for many moons.
Yes.
Steam-powered Aeroplane.
Mm-hmm. John Hartford wrote that, one of my heroes. He's now passed on, as so many are now leaving us in that world. But I met him a couple of times and liked that song a lot and decided to do it. It's the only one I play banjo on the the CD.
And then finally, Half a Heart.
Another original song there, title track. Yeah.
So to take a moment to dedicate something to somebody who has just left us. This is more in the literary sphere, science fiction, one might say, although my friend Ray Bradbury considered himself more of a fantasist. But he died, I think, it was the day we had the radio show, on Tuesday, our last show. Ray went to Mars, you could say. But I had about a decade friendship with him, pen pal, and was just sorry to hear that he was leaving. I knew he was
such
aging.
An outstanding writer, Claudio.
Yeah, pretty
without
extraordinary. So
without a doubt.
Cheers to Ray Bradbury. Anyway, back to Tim. We're going to keep it lively and live.
Yeah. Maybe we should play something from one of the new bands that I play with, the Guilty Pleasures Band.
Okay.
And I'm having a blast with this band, and we do a combination of original and bluegrassy stuff. Why don't we play cut number 11 and talk about the Eno Festival?
All right. Before we go there, I got kind of a curiosity about the title. Now, I've heard the name of the band and their tunes over the years, but where was the name derived?
Well, I talked to John McNeil, the leader of the band, this mm-hmm. morning about that, and he said that they decided on that band name before the internet was a big thing. So, you know, if you don't put that in just right, you get some kind of lingerie things and all like that.
But, or worse, right?
Right. But anyway, we're stuck with that name. We love it.
It's a great name. Yeah, I love it. It's Guilty Pleasures. Hey.
Yeah. So come check us out. We're going to be at the Eno Festival.
So how do the invitations read? Come and indulge?
Exactly. So we'll indulge you on this tune, which was written by Greg Cordell of the band, the mandolin player, and it's about the Eno River. And we're going to be playing at the festival, and just a little taste of that band.
Here we go.
Sunset on the Eno. Fall colors and the water rippling through. Bright sun on the still green grass, the air is crisp, winter's coming soon. Down along the river, around the bend where none of us can see. Where tomorrow lives, waiting there for me. The water rolls and tumbles between the rocks and the fallen trees. The heron walks, the hawk takes flight. My friends are here with me. Along the river, around the bend where none of us can see. Where tomorrow lives, waiting there for me. That I'll sit here a while till the moon begins to rise, listening for tomorrow as the Eno whispers by. Down along the river, around the bend where none of us can see. Where
tomorrow lives.
And that was the Eno song. Give us the history on that, Tim. We've got Tim Stambau in the studio.
Well, I don't know much about the song.
Except
that we recorded this collection at Chris Stamey's, a beautiful studio in town, and it's just finished mastered moments ago.
Oh, fantastic.
At the kitchen.
And you heard it here first, folks.
And, yeah, we're going to be out touring and promoting that CD.
When are you guys going to be at the Eno River Festival?
Well, we'll be on July 4th. I'm not sure exactly what time. I've got a show. I do the show for the Carrboro Parks and Recreation, starting the parade every year on the Weaver Street lawn here.
Nice, okay.
So I'll be there, and then I'll run over to the Eno and do that. I'll also be playing later. I'm not sure exactly what date, but there's a gap between the 4th and I think it's 6 and 7 or what's something like that for the Eno Fest.
Two more cups of coffee and you'll remember.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Anyway, I'll be there with Steph Stewart, another lovely artist that I play with. We'll talk more about her in just a few minutes.
You're going to give us something live, right?
I would like to, yeah.
What is this?
It's a guitar.
You got me on that one. It's my first experience with a guitar, folks. What's the name of this tune, brother?
Good Old Boys Like Me, and I figure it's early in the morning, I'd be able to sing it. Not exactly like Don Williams did, but I can sing a little lower in the morning. So
might want to cut my mic off while he does this.
And I'd like to dedicate it to you guys, Claudio and Rocco.
Thank you, sir.
And all the DJs and television anchors out there.
We made it to second on the list as far as best nonprofit radio, right? UNC was first, WCOM was second. So, hey.
We're on our way up, Claudio.
Let's go.
I was inspired to sing the song by Malcolm Holcomb, a buddy of mine from Asheville. I'm from Asheville, and I like the song. When I was a kid, Uncle Remus, he put me to bed with a picture of Stonewall Jackson above my head. Daddy come in to kiss his little man with gin on his breath and a Bible in his hand. Taught me of honor and things I should know. He stumbled a little as he walked out the door. I can still hear the soft southern wind through the live oak trees. Those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? Nothing makes a sound in the night like the wind does, but you ain't afraid when you're washed in the blood like I was. Smell of Cape Jasmine through the window screen, John R. and the Wolfman kept me company. By the light of the radio, by my bed, with Thomas Wolfe whispering through my head. And I can still hear the soft southern wind through the live oak tree. Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? I was in school, I ran with a kid down the street. I watched him burn himself up on bourbon and speed. But I was smarter than most, I could learn to choose, learn to talk like the man on the 6 o'clock news. When I was 18, Lord, I hit the road. Really doesn't matter how far I go. I can still hear the soft southern wind through the live oak trees. Those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? With good old boys like me.
Give a special hand to Tim Stambaugh. That was beautiful, man. These are the moments that make Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater special, I got to tell you. This is one of the reasons I do radio. Tim, that was beautiful.
Tim, you are so talented.
Thank you, guys.
Tim, if you were related to Dolly Parton, I think you'd be a superstar right now. Without a doubt.
How did Dolly Parton get in the picture? For some reason, whenever I hear Dolly Parton, I get that metaphor. And I'm not going to explain what that is, Lucy. That was great.
Really great.
What inspired putting that on the album? Well, that's not actually on the album.
No,
you were just singing that freeform.
I just pulled that out.
Okay,
gotcha.
Beautiful.
Just wanted to do something live. I got a couple more we can do live later.
We'll do that throughout. I thought we might work in one of my own literary moments at this point, and that would be, let me remember what that piece is that we're playing. Let me see that CD for one second. Oh, no, that wasn't the right one. I'm forgetting my own titles.
There we go.
Sorry. This is on my off my album, Blue Whirlwind, that I did with Jim Beckwith, fantastic musician. It's actually my New Orleans album, Blue Whirlwind, about Katrina wiping out New Orleans. But we're going to play a short piece on it called Down Karma Road. It'll be cut two.
Cut two.
This is a what one might call very unromantically a spoken word performance. I wish there was a better way of... I have a very difficult time telling people I'm a storyteller because I don't tell stories for children, and that's automatically what's assumed. And then spoken word just seems to leave something out when it really comes to performance. So I'm going to have to find another word. So anybody can invent a word out there, please send it to me.
Good idea.
All the radio you'll ever need is community radio, WCOM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro.
Down Karma Road. Like a fist in a hornet's nest, waking the apocalyptic moon. Karma Road is a path unblessed, nowhere journey disembarking soon. Soon the owl may call your name to be judged by a murder of crows. Injurious indifference keeps you in the game, where the tillerman still reaps what he sows. Merely an itch on nature's back, occupying much more than our share. Agitated reaches are tightening the slack and unleashing the winds of despair. God in his kingdom and devils in hell are summoning the light and the dark. Street-weary prophets have things to foretell of encroachments that bear nature's mark. Karma and dogma, strange bedfellows now, are trapped in soul's peril and toil. Truth is the whisper neglected somehow, and the water's beginning to boil. And the accompaniment on that was by Jim Beckwith. The voice is yours truly. Just wanted to drop a little of what I do on you, man.
Fantastic. That's really awesome. That's giving me shivers.
Something for the conscience down Karma Road. Sweet. Look at what you invest in out there, because payback's coming. Mm-hmm. Back to you, Tim. What are you pointing at?
Well, I'm hoping we can cue up this song from the Guilty Pleasures band. It's track number one.
Track number one, okay.
I'm afraid I'll get in a lot of trouble if I don't play this.
That's okay. We're here to do the right thing, baby.
Yes, we don't want those repercussions.
That's right.
Anyway.
Speaking of karma, here we go, right?
This is written by John McNeil, and he spent his summers in eastern Tennessee on his granny's farm, which you'll hear about in the song. Incidentally, I just did a tour through that region just this past week with Steph Stewart. What a lovely time. She's a fantastic writer and a great performer. We're going to be playing at the Weaver Street Market this Thursday.
Fantastic.
In Hillsboro, not the one here.
And she's a Catawba native, you said.
Yes, she sure is. Yes.
This is Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater here on WCOM 103.5 FM every Tuesday from 10 to 11. You're joining us in the studio today with my co-host Rocco. We have Tim Stambaugh, and he's many histories here as well, and this is yours truly, Claudio.
Yeah, this is the title cut from the new CD, just off the mastering press, and I think that's all I need to say.
Give us the title.
East Tennessee.
There we go.
My name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge of the Superior Court in California. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, that usage in this country has gone up by about 4,000%? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org.
Eastern Tennessee. I spend my summers on her farm. Me and my cousins in the loft of Granny's barn, hanging birdie leaf and stacking bales of hay. Bringing the cows in at the end of the day. It used to be so sweet to me in Eastern Tennessee. She'd send me out to play when the morning chores were done. She'd always say, don't you go near that river, son. And when I'd wander in those hollers and those hills, sometimes I'd hear them sing, sometimes I'd hear them still. They would be so clear to me in Eastern Tennessee. Chores were done. She always say, don't you go near that river, son. And when I'd wander in those hollers and those hills, sometimes I hear them sing, sometimes I hear them still. They would be so clear to me in Eastern Tennessee. I took a ride not long ago. I hear the old tones and I watch that river flow. And when I stood there in that old abandoned barn, I closed my eyes and I could see a figure form. And I could see the way it used to be in Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, I could see the way it used to be in Eastern Tennessee.
32 minutes now past the hour. WCOM is made possible by our underwriters, contributors, and volunteers. Support us. Donations are always welcomed. We're your voice in our community.
And the banjo you just heard was played by Tim Stambaugh himself. You've got a bit of a banjo history there, Tim. Cue us in, would you?
Well, I heard it played in Asheville, where I grew up, a lot.
No doubt.
And I decided I wanted to learn it, and I got a great teacher, Mark Pruitt, who's a fantastic bluegrass.
I've heard that name.
Scruggs style, free-finger style, and that's what I took to. And I actually lived in a cabin up in Flat Creek, North Carolina, and worked on that banjo until I got a audition with the Shady Grove Band, based in Chapel Hill.
Familiar with them.
And I got in. We went directly to Europe, and we're touring over there. It was a dream come true for me. And I didn't like it down here at first. I almost cried when I went walking in the woods, and I missed the mountains terribly at first. And I came to grow to like it and like the people and the music. And
I think
the
you told me you did some of this in Germany, right?
I've toured in Germany and throughout Europe, seven or eight times in different places.
I know that the Germans are very fond of bluegrass.
Yeah, I was briefly with a German band out of Frankfurt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for a couple of years.
Remember the name?
Catch a Touch. We've long since dispersed, but these things, these memories and the beauty of music and the brotherhood and kinship throughout the world is just amazing.
Yeah, it is. And it's held very true. It hasn't weakened at all over the generations. Well, that's fantastic. And I know you cued me in on a little more of the banjo history. What's your personal accomplishments in that arena?
I was asked to be a judge at the National Banjo Picking Contest in Winfield, Kansas.
I'd say that's
Kansas.
A big step.
I couldn't have won it, but I could sure judge it.
Right. I doubt that. I'm thinking just to even get nominated for that good old boys doing it.
It was quite an honor. I do love the instrument, and I don't play as much as I used to. I'm playing more now with the Guilty Pleasures Band and Steph Stewart.
What other instruments? I know you play guitar because that's what you started out with, and you educated me on my first guitar experience. So.
Well, I'm playing some dobro now, and that's sort of a couple of years into that. It's a difficult instrument.
No doubt. I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, and I do a little. I love percussion. I do a lot of handheld percussion, tambourine, spoons, shakers and that sort of thing.
Gotcha. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, what other tunes are we going to? We're going to have a bit of a musical day today.
Well, why don't we cue up number 6 from the Guilty Pleasure CD? And this is one that I wrote. It's called Lunchtime Lover. And it's inspired somewhat by this beautiful Carmel Mall over here. And I was thinking back, when the mill was operating, I was fantasizing about this guy who gets off for his lunch break, and he meets the love of his life. And
the working title, of course, was Quickie, right?
I think that's pronounced Quiche.
Quiche, okay.
You're listening to Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater. Heard at 103.5 WCOM.
We met in a meadow just below the hill. I was on a lunch break working at the mill. She said that she was lonely, and I said that I was too. And with only 30 minutes, what's a man to do? We sat on a blanket, had a bite or two. Gave her half my sandwich, watched her as she chewed, handed her a pickle and a can of Mountain Dew. And I know it may sound funny, but I knew our love was true. Lunchtime lover, share my lunch with me. Lunchtime lover, give your love to me. Now she stuck clovers in my ears and some between my toes. Sunshine and laughter, my God, where does time go? One thing and another, my mind began to chill. Far away from millwork, way up on the hill with my lunchtime lover. Share my lunch with me. Lunchtime lover, give your love to me. Lunchtime lover, you're so very fine. Lunchtime lover, 30 minutes at a time.
I went back to work that day expecting to get paid. Son, you get no money 'cause you're 3 hours late. I told him where he could go, the owner of the mill. Send my back pay without delay to the meadow down the hill with my lunchtime lover. Share my lunch with me, lunchtime lover. Give your love to me. I went back down to the meadow. She was sleeping there. Now it's 1 year later. There's a kid with curly hair. Love them so deeply I could never get my fill in a cabin under the meadow. And I'm working at the mill with my lunchtime lover. Share my lunch with me, lunchtime lover. Give your love to me, lunchtime lover. You're so very fine, lunchtime lover. 30 minutes at a time.
I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. I'm lucky to grow up where I could be whatever I want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And the tune you just heard was Jim Stambaugh doing Lunchtime Lover or Quiche Lorraine or whatever that title was.
Nice.
Anything but quickie. Okay, gotcha. Anything to say about that tune? What inspired it?
Just a fantasy of a working class guy who happens to get really, like, you know, lucky on his lunch break kind of thing. And I don't know. I have to give Chris Stamey a lot of the credit for making that one sound great. He's an amazing engineer, and just on the fly, and we sort of just bumbled in. We didn't even know we were going to record that song.
Sometimes those are the best moments, aren't they?
Yeah, sure is, yeah.
Yeah, the gold found just by chance.
So when we met just a few weeks ago on the Weaver Street lawn...
That'd be you and me, yes?
Yes, yes. and we discussed the fact that we had both written songs about flies.
Yes, indeed.
Which I found to be pretty fascinating. Not many people on this earth.
Interesting thing to have in common, yes.
Yeah. And so I wrote this song about chasing a fly around the room, and I hope you enjoy it. I think I plagiarized at least the first couple of lines. I believe it might have been from an Ogden Nash poem, so I'm sure I better fess
up to that.
That's
okay. We're supposed to take a little something from everybody.
Yeah.
Just to remind them that they once lived or they're still here. So as long as that fly doesn't land in my quiche, okay?
Wisdom made the fly, then forgot to tell us why. Egg and maggot, pupa fly, my green-eyed friend, you're bound to die. Through the bedroom, down the hall, I chased him in the bathroom stall. He landed on the toilet seat. Now he's in the kitchen on a piece of meat. Well, the New York Times is in my hand. You'll make the front page if you land. We'll see if the human hand is quicker than the compound eye. Sensing nothing strange. Your life on earth's about to change. Your innards will become deranged. Here's to the eggs that you fertilize. Here's to the food that you vandalize. And so I take a tighter grip for the time that you landed on my lip. Huh.
You're tuned to 103.5 FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Están escuchando a 103.FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Thanks for listening to our station.
Great stuff, buddy. Now, you took a lot more time writing about a fly than I did. I'm gonna have to follow up with some kind of a ballot to see if I can match that.
Okay. It's the fly wars.
The fly like the New York Times element. Front page. Not bad. Are we going to another tune on a record album here, or what is our game plan here, Tim?
Well, do you want more funny stuff?
Or absolutely. If you want to play more live, that's too. I mean, you kind of took my conversation away listening to that one.
Let's do this Carolina's Crawling. It's track number 5. And it's a short little piece about, since we're talking about insects.
Absolutely.
These are about all the ones.
That's right. I've been wanting to hear that one.
Yes, this is about all the insects in North Carolina that bite and poison you. And all the fun stuff. Yeah, I had to pay Mike Cross for the rights for the tune because
I was going to say, it sounded like Mike Cross. Well, Mike's supposed to come on at some point.
Oh, good. That's right. Your friend's
He's a buddy of mine.
Well, he had a PSA on North Carolina travel and tourism, and it was all about how beautiful North Carolina is and the tall ships and the misty mountains and all that. And I made a parody of that, actually, and about all the insects that are detrimental to our well-being and health. In North
actually,
Carolina.
He just went through a phase of that. He got bitten by a tick and had a Lyme fever, I think, both him and Cindy. And so they went through a bit of an ordeal.
It's a real thing. Please be careful with those ticks out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Mike gave me fair warning because he knows I live in the woods like he does, so I've been very conscious of it since then.
You live in the woods, too?
I do. Deep woods. I like it. The further away from civilization, the better.
Well, you need to heed the warning of this song.
Okay.
How about a little bug sound to start out?
From the mosquitoes down at Ocracoke to the spiders in the hills, cockroaches in your kitchen sink always gives you chills. Fleas and ticks and fire ants and chiggers in your pants, the way they make you itch at night makes you want to dance. If you like things that bite and poison you out in the morning dew, yes, Carolina's got them all. Yes, we're the state for you. Carolina, Carolina's crawling
crawl it on you. The one thing about those things that bite you, they make you dance and look like you got rhythm. Otherwise, the black people got us beat.
That's right.
So, you know, if you need to use it for some purpose, that would be the purpose. Look like you actually got rhythm, you know, rhythm with fire ants in your pants. That was good. I could absolutely soak up the Mike Cross influence in that.
Yeah, I liked parodying that song.
You're a very good parodier, or however one says that. What is that word? Do we have a French word for that? Mm-hmm.
Tim, you are just so talented.
Absolutely.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. And amongst you guys who are extremely great at what you do, I really appreciate that. I acknowledge that. We're so lucky to have the quality of broadcast that we have here at WCOM. And glad to be part of it.
I like this little pirate radio station. That's kind of what appealed to me about it.
Are you having fun this morning, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yes. We didn't know where this was going to go, but usually it lands in a good place when you just leave it alone.
Let it
evolve.
That's good. Good way to put it. I'd like to remind you about Weaver Street Market this Thursday, 6 p.m. in Hillsboro with Steph Stewart.
Then you're going to be playing.
And I will be playing.
Give us your contact information and any information you might have that folks interested in your music or CD or performance schedule can find out about.
Well, right now, I think my website might be down, but it'll be back up soon.
Okay.
It's timstambaugh.com.
Okay.
Let me
spell that for people. It's STAMBAUGH.
Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania Dutch name.
Yes.
And I'm really not that hard to find. You can find me in Carborough.
Okay.
Just ask around.
Tim Stambo. We found you at Weaver Street.
That's right. I'm
Rocco
there a lot.
Knew you, yeah, and met you through Rocco.
Yeah. I'll be playing there Sunday morning, too, the brunch.
This coming Sunday?
This coming Sunday.
Okay,
yeah.
Fantastic.
The one here in Carborough.
Gotcha. So other than that particular website, you don't have any other form of contact?
Well, you can friend me on Facebook.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, I'm easy to find there. I'm in a pool in a floaty device.
And if you forget all this, you can just go to claudioarts.com, and I can tell you.
So. There you go. I'm really trying to hide.
Understand.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think a lot of us are trying to hide. I know I am in my woods. So what are we playing next? I think we got time for at least one more tune. We got another one that we picked out earlier there, or?
Yeah, let's do something from my old CD here.
We're going to make this a Tim Stambo morning.
Let's do number 4, which is Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Ah, that's an old traditional.
Yeah, well, you won't recognize it as being the traditional sound. Let's just say that Bill Monroe is probably rolling over.
Oh, no.
When he hears this.
In a good way.
In a good way. Yeah.
No doubt.
was on the moonlit night. Well, the stars were shining bright, just like a whippoorwill. My darling, well, my darling said goodbye. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one who's gone, gone and made me blue. Shine on the one who's gone, she's gone and made me blue.
Five minutes now until 11 o'clock. You know, Carrboro has come a long way since the days they first called it the Paris of the Piedmont, with more artists, musicians, and visionaries than perhaps any small town in America. Carrboro is to North Carolina what Greenwich Village and the East Village is to New York. Carrboro is also home to WCOM, community radio, for Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Well, once again, we didn't know where we were going, and you guys were brave enough to go there with us, so thank you for tuning us in. We promise that anytime you tune us in, we'll keep you turned on. Tim, thank you for being on the show. You really made the day here.
Thank you. Has it been a whole hour already?
It has. We're turning it over to John Paul McClellan, who's anxiously waiting at the door.
I thought I heard some scratching out
yes.
there.
Yes, that guy with a camera that just came in and took pictures.
Oh, excellent.
And Rocco, thank you for being here.
Always a pleasure. Tim, terrific to see you.
Thank you. I hope I see you at some of the live shows coming up.
You will.
Thanks for tuning us in, folks. Until next time, cheers.